This is EAA Radio Oshkosh. I am Amy Labota, your host. We're here at EAA AirVenture 2014. I have John Ramsey, who is an executive with a global technology company, but he is also something very special. He is a Space Camp alumni, and he's here to talk about the U.S. Space and Rocket Center in Huntsville, Alabama, and specifically what he does with Space Camp and Aviation Challenge, too. You've got an aviation component as well. John, welcome to the show.
Hey, Amy, thanks for having us today. It's great to be at AirVenture 2014. We're really excited to be a part of the celebration this year.
Terrific. Now, you guys have a tent here, and you're really trying to play Pied Piper. You're trying to entice some new kids to take a look at your science, technology, engineering, and math-focused, but cooler than anything, Space Camp. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're here at AirVenture this year. It's been a few years since Space Camp and the Space and Rocket Center has made an appearance, and we're back really with one of the largest presence that we've ever had. And along with the staff at the Space and Rocket Center, we've brought a number of alumni volunteers that were very positively affected when they attended camp as youth or actually even later as adults. And we've really brought the whole family up here and to message the gospel of Space Camp, as we call it, to the masses. And it couldn't be a more perfect venue for us to do so.
Now, Space Camp came out of a dream of Wernher von Braun, who was really one of the first rocketeers in the world. Is that right?
Absolutely. Coming from Germany after World War II as part of Operation Paperclip, and later as a part of the Army Ballistic Missile Agency. And he later became the first director of NASA's Marshall Space Flight Center in Huntsville, Alabama. And we obviously know some of the accomplishments that he and his team made, including the design and flight of the Saturn V rocket taking us to the moon. After those feats in the Apollo program, he sought out to create a museum and really an educational arm, if you will, to reach out both to the public and to youth. And that ended up forming, through the state of Alabama in partnership with NASA, it ended up forming the U.S. Space and Rocket Center of today. That became NASA's first official visitor center. And then we, of course, later on established Space Camp in 1982.
1982. How many kids have been through Space Camp since 1982?
We are over 600,000. Actually, our 600,000th graduate graduated on the 30th anniversary of Space Camp, which was in 2012, actually June of 2012. So we reached a really important milestone not too many years ago.
And do you grow astronauts?
Well, we'd like to think we do. And as a matter of fact, we have five astronauts that have come through the program. They're five alumni. That includes four U.S. astronauts and one astronaut with European Space Agency. And actually, the latter, Samantha Cristoforetti, she'll be flying to the International Space Station as a part of the Expedition 42-43 crew in December of this year.
Fabulous. So, five doesn't sound like a huge number up against 600,000, except there's something I know, which is there haven't been that many astronauts total, have there?
Exactly, right? So if you look in the U.S. ranks, just as a cross-section, we're talking 300 and some odd, I think, is the number of U.S. astronauts that have actually flown into space. And, of course, the shuttle program grew that number, by an order of magnitude once shuttle became operational after Gemini and Apollo and Mercury, but still very few numbers. So five out of 300 and some odd, those numbers aren't bad.
Well, and there's one other thing that you were telling me offline that I find quite fascinating. All your astronauts are women?
It is true. It is true. As a male, I must say, sitting here, I'm a little embarrassed for my gender, because it is true. The girls have really they've really kicked butt coming through through Space Camp. All five are female, and you know we talk about. I know the EAA has a huge focus on women in aviation and the SOAR and USOAR programs. We were actually speaking with someone this morning about that, and we're really proud of the fact. You know, it is cool for girls to come to Space Camp and Aviation Challenge in Huntsville and really get immersed in STEM. It's awesome. We're really proud of it.
Well, I only had daughters, and I took my two daughters when they were 7 and 8 years old to Parent and Child Space Camp. So I can say firsthand that the Space Camp and Aviation Challenge people nurture girls, and they really do understand that if you want girls to be interested in science, technology, engineering, and math, you do have to put a little bit more energy into making sure they understand how cool it is, because the outside world doesn't always do that.
Absolutely, and I would really say about the camp experience, it makes it cool. This is probably a little overused phrase, but it makes it cool to be smart. It makes it cool to be inquisitive. And all of those things, whether it be male or female, it creates this safe, engaging environment for kids to really reach out past what they might normally do in the rest of their life or their day-to-day life at home. So it serves as a great launching pad.
And out of those 600,000 alumni, I bet there's a whole lot of people like you who ended up in technology fields that are direct derivatives of research and technology that was formed in the space program.
Absolutely, right? You think about the advancements in telecommunications, you think about the advancements in computing, you think about the advancements in life sciences and biotechnology. So much of that has originated out of the space program, and you know, it seems almost natural that kids who come through these programs and get interested in those fields would go on not only in the space program but in parallel industries and parallel fields of study. And I'm an example of that, right? I went into engineering and technology and went into a technology company, but it also put me on a track to be firmly embedded in the general aviation pipeline, right? In amongst my time at Space Camp, I learned to fly. I got my private pilot's license, got a military scholarship, went on to be a military officer. So it really, I'm an example, but I'm one of so many that did the very same thing in, you know, a host of different career fields.
Well, I can tell you that my daughter also, who cherished her, you know, her best camper award for years because it was the medal that she got that she could hang around her neck that had Space Camp. It was really, really cool. Went on to become an industrial engineer. So you're right. That happens, and maybe they're not astronauts, but they're in fields and they're doing things that either support aviation industry or space industry or come out of the aviation industry or the space industry.
Oh, absolutely. We've recently formed this year an alumni advisory board as well as an alumni association to reconnect with the alumni and find out what they've been doing, right? Tell, you know, one of our taglines in that alumni group is share your story. And I can't tell you over the past several weeks and months as we've been reaching out to the alumni, it's rewarding for us, and it's rewarding for the staff and the leadership at the Space and Rocket Center and Space Camp to hear what these people have accomplished, not just the five astronauts, but you know, the rest of the stable of 600,000 have done amazing things. You know, actually, one of the center features an alumni of the week on a weekly basis, and one of those, his name is probably a little embarrassed that I'm using his name right now, but his name is Mike Brennison, and he works out in general aviation in Wichita. He's an aeronautical engineer out in Wichita, and you know, he's a great example. He's a great example of how all these worlds collide, and what happens with our alumni after they leave camp.
Now that we've talked about that, how do alumni get in touch with you?
So a number of different ways. So first and foremost, if they if we've got alumni out there and they want to get reconnected and be a part of our tribe, they can find us on the web at spacecampalumni.com. They can also find us on social media, Twitter, Instagram, those forums. Our handle is Space Camp Alumni there. And then, of course, hit spacecamp.com, right? There's a lot of exciting things going on at Space Camp these days. We have programs from age 7 to age 18. We've got adult programs, parent-child programs, programs for educators. So you don't have to be a kid to be a part of Space Camp. You don't have to have been involved in that world before to really understand what it's all about and have a great time.
Okay, we're speaking with John Ramsey. He is a Space Camp alumni. And one of the other things that you're doing is you've come back to the field here at AirVenture. Is there a specific target population you're looking at to get through that tent? And can you tell me where you are on the grounds?
So we are, I'll start with your last question first. We are located in College Park. We're booths 46 and 47. And we, as far as who we're looking for, I would say it really spans the gamut. We've had, even this morning on the, no more than five or six hours into AirVenture 2014, we've had a number of parents come in that were alumni that attended the camp. They've had their children with them. They're thinking about, hey, we want to go back to camp, or, hey, my son or my daughter would like to attend, or, hey, we're thinking about doing the parent-child together. That sounds like a really fun activity. It really spans the gamut. We'd love to have any and all attend the programs.
Terrific. So they need to wander over to the College Park and look for the U.S. Space and Rocket Center and Space Camp tent. John Ramsey, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us on EAA Radio, 1012 AM and 96.5 FM, EAARadio.net online.